Welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Today is Sunday, so instead of the usual garbage from me, it's your turn. I call it the weekly challenge, where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. I also make excuses for the poor audio quality, whether it's my broken headset or just being too lazy to use high-quality recording. The topic this week was, fingers. We've got a lot of stories this week and a lot of fingers in the pie, so let's get right to it. First up, it's Bonne Chance, Long Fall. Here we go. Roll it!
Crap Mariners, 100 Word Challenge. This week's word, fingers. Lucky Haskins was an amiable person who always had a good word to say about a mate. There isn't a soul who knows him that doesn't smile when someone mentions his name. Lucky's done a lot of time in the joint. He built up a phenomenal list of friends in law enforcement agencies to compliment his contacts on the other side of the law. Lucky never had a bit of good luck, even before the accident, back when he was known as Fingers Haskins. No one was surprised when Lucky decided to give up trying to be a thief.
Aww, what did he become? Oh, I don't know. A dentist. Lucky the dentist. Thank you. Bonne chance. Next up, we have Tura Bergianu. I hope I pronounced that right after all these centuries. Tura, what story do you have for us?
You know how, if you repeat a word over and over, the meaning drains away? And if you stare at a faint star, it disappears. My girlfriend was into Zen meditation. She stared at herself until it dissolved. Afterwards, I stared at my fingers a lot. Where do they end and the palm begins? If they're made of atoms, do they really exist? Isn't it all just emptiness? So how could I have strangled a non-existent person with non-existent fingers? The jury didn't buy that, so here I am, staring at four walls all day. Staring until they disappear.
Thank goodness you smuggled that out of prison so that we could enjoy it. Thank you, Tura. Next up, it's Terralyn Gravois. Or Gravois, if you'd want to be silly. Which I occasionally am. And guess who else is occasionally silly? That's right, Terralyn. Here's her story.
Fingers, little extensions from your hand. But when do you feel them? For me, it is when it is freezing outside and I have to go out and scrape my windows before my drive to work. While scraping, I start to feel them. But oddly enough, it isn't till I'm done and back in the warm car that they just ache. And I'm so aware of them, it hurts. I can literally feel the bone piercing up through my flesh. I almost want to cut them off in that moment. It hurts so much. But then they warm up.
Oh, come on now. No cutting off your fingers to make them fit inside your gloves. Thank you, Terralyn. Next up, it's buttermilk. Oh, my favorite form of milk, well, actually coconut milk, because then you can make some Thai peanut salad dressing with it. And that's my favorite salad dressing. Isn't it yours? No? Well, you're foolish. Here comes buttermilk.
This is a 100-word challenge called Fingers. 16 lady fingers, strong brewed coffee, room temperature, maple syrup, cream cheese, soft, sour cream, frozen whipped topping, thawed, unsweetened cocoa powder for dusting, and 16 ladyfingers. They're the pivotal main ingredient. Damn, where am I going to find 16 ladyfingers at this late hour? Even if I could find one lady to take them from, that would only be 10 fingers. And I wanted to double the recipe, so now we're up to 4 ladies' fingers. She said she really wanted tiramisu for dessert, but I just don't see how I can possibly manage it now without all those fingers.
Oh, I don't know. I think you can manage it well enough. Thank you, Buttermilk. Yeah, I know. I'm going quickly today. I'm not rambling as much as I normally am. Oh, God. It was like half an hour speed round yesterday at Storyfest. It's like, at the end of it, I was just like, oh, towel me down. Wow. Just, ooh. I was just going fast. And it wasn't even a full 30 minutes. Because Big Red Coyote went late. And I was like, oh, come on. It's like, bam! Right out of the starting gate, man. Whew. All right. Yeah. Okay. Let's go with Lizzie Goodkoff. Oh, she's got a story in this week. Cool. We're just moving, man. We're moving. We're getting everybody in the door. It's going to be like, you know, fast turnover. Get them at the table. Get them their soup. Get them their salad. Get them their sandwich. Get them their dessert. Okay, get them the check and go. That's the best way to get it done, man. So here comes the appetizer, Lizzie Goodkoff.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie Goodkoff here. This week's challenge was fingers. Here he goes. His fingers typed fast. The keyboard was steaming. The processor was going as quickly as it could. He was relentless. Click, 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 click. He had to write 5,000 words within the next 7 minutes, and he was running out of time. The police found a strange object. Click, click, click. For no good reason, the neighbors. Click, click, click. This creating a huge misunderstanding, and he typed furiously. Suddenly, the phone rang. A shot. Puzzled, he looked at his wet shirt. Blood. Click. 5,000 words. Deleted. Click. One journalist down. The cursor blinked alone on the white page. This was Lizzie Goodkoff. If you like, drop by my blog at lizziegoodkoff.blogspot.com and talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
And talk to you later. Thank you, Lizzie. And I guess that explains what happened to Andrew Breitbart. Okay, alright, I'm going to give you a list of other guys to start deleting. Alright, you just get this one and that one. Oh yeah, that Rush guy. And, well, he's not really a journalist. He's kind of a clown. Oh, sorry. Was my microphone on? Oh, it was. Oh, good. That means it's recording. Ah, let's see. Oh, we've got somebody new. Cool. I love it when we have new people, but I don't welcome them at the expense of all the people who are loyal week in and week out, because that would be just foolish. You have to cherish everybody. Everybody! Including myself, which... All right. It's Inertial Voom. So, welcome, Inertial Voom. I want to hear your story.
He was an old black man who had lived in the Congo during the King Leopold II of Belgium's reign. He opposed the government, and he knew what they would do to him. I watched him eat, deftly quiet, with a clicking of metal fingers. He was lucky he had friends who rushed him to a hospital in another country while bandaging his wounds. I did not need to ask him if he needed any help. He seemed so capable and had a hearty laugh. I did find it awkward shaking his metal fingers on his prosthetic hand.
Ooh, creepy. Thank you, Inertial Voom. That was good. Keep coming back, man. Whenever, you know, someone new comes in, it's real neat, because it's like, ooh, a new. But never, ever, ever lose sight of all the people who keep coming back over and over again. Because someone who's new now, if you don't value the people that are veterans and addicts, but also loyal fans and participants, The folks that are new that you've welcomed in the door will one day become those folks that keep coming back for more and more and more. And if you don't value the ones who are already there, one day they'll also be someone who leaves because you keep trying to seek the next person. And yeah, that's my thoughts on customer loyalty, but also company loyalty to the customer. Oh, sorry, what was I doing? Oh, yeah, thank you, Inertial Vroom. I'm just, you know, rambling again. Pontificating! Well, make me a pontificate. Speaking of pontificates, all hail pontificate Muncie! All right, take down your miter. All right, you can, you know, yes, I will kiss your ring. No, I won't kiss that. Oh, here's Muncie.
Well, hello. So you're back again, eh? Sunday is here, and you've decided once again that variety is the spice of life. After a week of listening to nothing but Lawrence's stories, you're looking for a little strange on the side. Well, I can't promise to be stranger than he is, but by Zod, I will try. Fingers, by Chris Monroe. It's an old expression, but a true one. Feed a cold, starve a finger. That's not right. If you have a cold, feed yourself finger food. If you have no fingers, you'll starve. Feed yourself cold fingers when you're feverish. Wait, I'll figure it out. Just give me a minute. Chop off your fingers and leave them out until they get cold. That's not it either. This isn't going well, I admit that. Still, you knew I wasn't a doctor when you asked me for advice about your cold. Now, let's start cutting off fingers and see where it leads. Short stories at munzeestories.blogspot.com. Tweets on Twitter at munzeemunzee. Thou shalt have no other munzees before me, unless IKEA happens to release a piece of furniture called Munzee, which they might. In which case, buy one. And I probably will, too. See you next week.
What would be the piece of furniture that would be called Muncie? I know it won't be a bookcase, because that's Billy, but if it were Billy Muncie, who is Bill? No, Bill Mumy was the dude from Lost in Space, and he was the guy on Babylon 5, and was he the Shane kid? I'm not sure. Thank you, Muncie, and I'm not weirder than you. I'm not that weird, am I? Am I? Someone, help. Next up, we have Zach Mann. Now, that guy's weird. Well, I'm not sure. He wears a mask, but it's a mask of his own face. Kind of defeats the purpose.
Soon as I saw this week's topic, I thought of Skinner Co. at flashpulp.com. That was what Lauren Simon, who runs the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, calls a blatant plug. Ladyfingers by Zach Mann. I wish I ate before we started cleaning the building, said Sarah. I will buy you some lunch after we are done cleaning, replied Jan, the lead housekeeper. Look, this box has ladyfingers written on it. I think they won't mind if I only take one. Jan said, I read in the newspaper that Mulligan Smith and Thomas Blackhall get packages here at Skinner Co., so don't even touch that box. Sarah opened the box and said, I feel sick. Then held up a mason jar. Jan said, what do you know? This box's label says, Ladies fingers.
This is take two of my outro of Zach Mann's story, because the first one was kind of, well, I mentioned plugs and then shameless plugs and blatant plugs and then butt plugs, and then Rick Santorum came up. So what I'm just going to do is say thank you, Zach Mann, like I always do, and move on, because really we don't want to get into that. Speaking of getting into that, it's Guy David. Yay! Everybody dance. Yay! Let's have fun. Yay! Okay, I'm getting into a Don Hirschfeld mode. My spoon is too big. All right, but my guy David is not too big. In fact, he'll fit here right on the podcast.
Drunken Doctor, a 100-word story by Guy David. How many fingers do you see? The doctor asked. What? I asked, still dazed. Six, I added. Close enough, the doctor cheerfully announced. Now take off your coat. I wasn't wearing my coat, and I quickly pointed it out to him. That's odd, he said. Here, have another drink. Which was strange, since I didn't have a first one yet. Even stranger was that I didn't recall getting there at all. How did I get here? I asked. Never mind that, he answered, getting his big plastic hammer. Let's see what happens after I bang this on your other head.
Oh. Ow. Oh. God, what hit me? What are you doing with a plastic hammer? Goddamn midget. He's getting bored because everybody's sending in all their recordings, and so he doesn't have anything to do. And what did he do? He hit me with a big plastic hammer. Aw, thank you, Guy David. Thank you for getting that in his mind. Oh, God, this is going to leave a mark. All right, well, hopefully somebody's going to flake out and not send in a story. Or at least send in a text, but not the recording, so that the midget can do it for him. Well, let's find out. Nope. Tom sent in his story. And he sent updates, too. All right, Tom. Let's hear it. Let's hear it. Give it to us.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and I've got updates. Botgirl being a six-way tie for the 50th place with Patti Smith, Exes de la Croix, Beck, Sister Edith, and Danny Worthington. Tura is in a four-way tie for the 40th place with Mike A., Tom Merkel, and Kolek of the Collective. Chris the Nuclear Kid is in a four-way tie with Ashley, Eva Moon, and A.M. Early. Chris Monroe is tied with No Man, a mere one story behind Fracker, in the 25th place. Thomas passed Danny, but sadly, he has departed. I'm beginning to think there's an invisible force field surrounding Jeffrey from Greater Heights. Six authors have piled up behind him. Thomas, Linda, J. Rasmussen, Elmo Schumann, DJ, and Fracker. Steve the Nuclear Man is two stories behind TJ, who is close to being declared MIA. Guy has 126 stories in a row, is one story shy of 150. Planet Z is four stories from passing Guy with 122 stories in a row. Last week ended a string of challenges with 20 stories or more, but for 7 weeks we were in double-double digits. Story average is at 11.33, 3,446 stories total, and 325 authors have submitted. And tonight's story is called A Tough Tale to Tell. She was so tiny, I could nearly wrap my fingers around her. She vibrated as I held her. Somehow this six-week-old cat had been flung into the middle of the road. The vet told us the cat had major nerve damage in the shoulder. She suggested removing the leg. We opted for hope. The leg never recovered. It remained curled up at her side. As cats grew up on our property, they learned how to sit with their paw curled up. Even cats who hated Emer lifted their paw. She was my cat for 18 years. Lawrence, Emer died a year and a half ago. When she died, I stopped writing stories. It was Phil who actually got me back into sending in stories. I share your sorrow. They call it loss because you're never quite whole again. My deepest sympathies.
Thank you, Tom. I'm sorry for Emer. It's been weird this past few days. I'll see him out of the corner of my eye, The brain fills in when it expects to see. Vision and sight are two different things. The sense and how you perceive. And I still worry if I'm going to step in something as I'm walking, you know, in the dark. Or trip over them, and I'm very careful as I walk around. And I keep expecting to see him. And it's just strange. And when I go to sleep, he's not there on the bed or near there. And he's not coming up there or me picking him up to be up there. And it's just weird. And with the others, it was something like that. I mean, with Piper, you know, saw her ghost for a long time. And with Edlow, a bit. Frisky, not as much. It was kind of weird. But with him, he'd been around with me the longest, and it just is strange. And, you know, there's usually a cat with me when I'm recording these, and Bruin's, you know, curled up with Gina right now asleep, and Mist is off in her hidey hole. She's not the most social cat. You know, every now and then, but usually when it deals with food. If I were to shake a bag of treats right now, oh yeah, she'd show up and then run off. So, but it's been kind of strange. And, you know, I know it's kind of selfish, you know, thinking about another cat, a kitten, and then really, really, you know, convincing the little rat to bond. You know, we tried that with Mist, and, you know, you see what happened. Little rat. All right. So, now that I'm starting to dwell, let's move on to Chris the Nuclear Kid. And, the lights dimmed for a bit. Maybe we're going to lose everything. I'd better hand this to the midget while I check the generator.
There was a time when darkness didn't cover the earth. Then there came a mystical stone called the Gladiator. Many Plutonians, a race of goblins, would have given anything to get their fingers on the Gladiator. The power of the Gladiator was more powerful than anything anyone had ever dreamed of. However, like most powerful things, it had an Achilles heel. Anyone with possession of the stone could do anything, including destroying worlds. Long ago, the very first receiver used the stone, and used for evil. And now, darkness covers the planets to this very day.
Thank you, Midget. And thank you, Chris the Nuclear Kid. Ooh, wait, what's the stone that you sent? It's just a stone. Throw that away. Play hopscotch with it later. When was the last time you played hopscotch? Hey, let's all play hopscotch. No, let's not. No, let's not. God, I can be so contrary. Next up, it's Cliff, Uncle Monster. And yes, I will keep asking about Aunt Monster. Oh, wait, he responded. While she doesn't go by Aunt Monster, my wife does appreciate asking about her, and she says hello. Oh, yay! She said hello. Cool. I love when people say hello. Ooh. That's what I could do. I could do a whole podcast of people just saying hello. Although the topic next week isn't hello. Maybe the next one will be. Who wants it to be hello? Have we had one about hello? I don't know. Maybe goodbye. Hello, goodbye. No, goodbye would be the last one. And we don't know what the last one's going to be, because I'm going to keep doing these until the day I die. Or until the day the internet stops, which, I don't know, when will SOPA pass? Here's Uncle Monster.
Digital. By Clifford Lowe. At 13, I lost my left pinky mowing the lawn. Yeah, it hurt like hell, but I got my first robot finger. Then an index finger got chomped by a horse. They're right. Never look. I lost two fingers to the blade of a bandsaw in shop class. A pinky got caught in the door of a Ford. A cheap pawn shop ring cost me my left ring finger. The last two, I lost in Vegas. Don't ask. Then I lost my job. Yesterday, the prosthetics got repossessed. So, who's got two thumbs and not much else? This guy.
Ha 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 ha. If there were still voting going on this podcast, I'd vote for that. Oh, wait, no. Just the problem is, how would you mark your vote? Because no! Ah! It's like the Twilight Zone. Thank you, Cliff the Uncle Monster. I was going to say Steve the Nuclear Man, but it's Cliff the Uncle Monster. I'm just weirding out, man. Oh, speaking of Steven the Nuclear Man, he's next. Isn't that cool? The mind fills things in. I did not script that at all. I don't script anything, really. Well, except for the opening and the ending. Okay, the ending is scripted. And occasionally a story or two that somebody asked me to write for them and record. It's like, I don't want people to know that I can't write. And I'm like, all right, give me a second. And then I'm like, there. I'm not going to read this. Fine, I'll give it to Planet Z to read. So here's Steven the Nuclear Man. Enjoy.
They don't sound like twigs, I say, snapping its pinky. Don't you agree? The sociopath screams, and for a moment I think I made a mistake. But it's charming and superficial. One of them. No conscience, no empathy, no remorse. Brian, it shrieks. Let me... I silence it with a smack to the mouth. They say, I tell it as I apply the brand sizzling flesh, torturing a person can make you a sociopath, without empathy, without feelings. I lean close as the light goes out of its eyes. So tell me, when do the emotions leave?
The emotions never leave. They stay forever, and most importantly, they don't pay their share of rent. Thank you, Steven the Nuclear Man. And I'll get back to you on the direct message about the question about the budget. Okay. All right. Let's see. Who's next? Ooh! Marie Talk. Marie Red Goddess. Marie Talk. She has so many names, it's confusing. Red Goddess. I'm just going to say Red Goddess from now on. And she has a site. She has a site. RedGoddess1.blogspot. Ooh, I'm going to go there right now. Hold on. All right. And Red, ooh, Red Goddess and Company. Ooh, there's a company there. Ooh, oh well, I better watch out. Otherwise, the company will come after me. All right, so the link is up there on the notes. And, well, you know, if I'm going to be mentioning a link and I'm going to be mentioning a person and mentioning a story, maybe I should play the story. It just makes too much sense. Here's Red. I wonder if it's going to be read by Bonchance. Let's find out. What do you think? I think, you know, she's outsourced this to the company.
Fingers. The 100-word challenge from Crab Mariner's 100-word challenge site. Fingers by Red Goddess. Talk with Marie. Lola hated her bony alien-like fingers. At age 11, she broke two of them playing hide-and-seek in her parents' basement. The pain was unbearable, and she has stitches to prove it. To this day, she can still see the fading scars. She had hoped to accomplish more with them than the usual daily tasks. Every time she hears her favorite musicians perform on stage, she wishes she could play the guitar like Tuxall, Shannon, or Mick. She longs to wiggle those fingers on a piano like Alicia Keys or John Legend. But her fingers are just scarred childhood memories.
Thank you, Red Goddess, and Bonchance, being the company, for reading that story for her. And, you know, don't break any more fingers. Broken fingers are horrible things. They're nasty things. I just... looking at my own hand, and I'm thinking, oh, no, I'm not going to tell the story. All right. Instead, it's time for Danny to tell a story. All right, Danny. tell Freddy to stop barking and stop making macaroni and cheese in the kitchen. And let's hear a story from Danny.
Hello, hello, Danny Dwyer here with Weekly Challenge 307, Fingers. And I thought I'd give you a little special treat this week. This is actually a true story. It actually happened to me. I actually did something this stupid, and I cut my finger off. Well, not completely. Well, just listen to the story, and you'll see it has a happy ending. I'll post a photo of what's left of my finger. It's actually in pretty good shape, considering. So here is Weekly Challenge 307. Fingers. 10 years old. I was playing with a blender. Then I dropped the middle portion of the blender lid into the running blender. In a panic, I reached into the blender to pull out the plastic piece. My left index finger now was hanging on my body by just a small flap of skin. Dad rushed me to the hospital to have my finger sewn back on. While my mom was returning from the airport with my Aunt Ruth, only to find my blood dripping from the kitchen ceiling. Aunt Ruth's new nickname for me from that point on was Fingers.
Okay, I guess you want me to put the photo up here on the site. So, save and embed. And there you go. All right. That was exciting. I've also added Red Goddess's URL to the sidebar there because it's a new URL. And if there's anyone else that I haven't put their links on the side of the page, let me know and I'll get them up there. Just look up and down all the weekly challengers that have ever been. You can see how many other people have fled and run and not come back. I'm not going to cry about it. Let's see. Thank you, Danny. Pictures of people's hands. Do we want to just have, instead of the weekly challenge, just have people send photos of their hands? I don't know. That could be fun. It would be a very short podcast. It would be like, hi, everybody. Okay, here's Planet Z, and we're done. Okay, look at the pictures. Okay. More? Yeah, we've got more. All right. Here comes Norval Joe and his story. And he's still got the price of friendship going. So if, you know, I've already downloaded it and I'm going to, you know, listen here and there when I have the time. But I don't have much time. Although I've got jury duty tomorrow. So I could listen during jury duty. It'd be like, you're fucking guilty. That's why you're here. I mean, I know that's not how the system works. That's how I work. And you're the one who bothered me. So, hey, man, you know, thumbs down. Here's Norval Joe.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press and of The Price of Friendship, available at PodioBooks.com. I'd like to thank Guy David for the plug last week. I had the biggest download day in probably 2 weeks and since. So thank you for those who have gone out and listened to my story. By the way, if you liked it, please give me a review at PodioBooks.com. That would really help. Thanks. Well, here's my story. Owen whined at the wizardess. Why do I have to be in charge? A smile of pained patience wrinkled Sharika's unblemished brow. Because you are to be king, she said, and it's your queen who is captive. I know, Owen grumbled and counted on his fingers, but we have Traveler, the ranger, to guide us, Findert, the dwarf from the mines of Gruul, we have Elbunner, a royal elf, and Spleen. Well, no, a half-goblin wouldn't do. But what about you? Me? The wizardess laughed. No, the others in the party know me too well to accept my leadership. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Ah, yes, the difficulties of selecting a leader when no one wants to lead. So no one should lead. Everything should be by discussion and secret ballot. Bring plenty of paper and pencils. Thank you, Norval Joe. And I guess I'm the leader of this podcast, since I'm the one recording it. I could just hit stop and then hit go. Well, actually, it's record. Or it could be play. I could play instead of record, and then you wouldn't be hearing me right now. And you certainly would not be hearing Planet Z. One more story to go, folks. Clench it up.
I have a horrible case of the hiccups. I've tried every remedy I know. A spoonful of sugar to disrupt the swallow mechanism. Breathing into a paper bag to reset blood gases. And even when I saw on an online trivia site, sticking my finger up my asshole. Yes, the finger trick actually works, because you can't swallow while you shit. It's a disruptive neural signal. A friend of mine suggested a spoonful of peanut butter. I tried it, and it worked, but it's a lot messier than just sticking my finger up there. And a waste of peanut butter.
And there you have it. A bunch of really good stories about fingers. Thank you to everyone who was a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to the author's websites, text of the stories, or an archive of shows, social network sharing options, a whole bunch of other stuff you probably won't bother with anyway. Until next week, when the topic will be... I don't know what the topic is. This is Lawrence Simon, saying thank you for listening, and, as always, keep it brief. And that's the story for today. For more stories, go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief.